time again for our five-minute visit. Yes, it's Moments of Melody. There was once a man who was under deep conviction, but could not grasp the truth that the gospel invitation was meant for him. His employer, an earnest Christian, wrote him a note asking him to come to his office. He obeyed the summons, but was met with the question, "Did you wish to see me, James?" The man held up the note, saying, "But, sir, you sent for me." "Oh," said the other, "you believed that I wanted to see you just because I told you to come?"
"Yes."
"You thought I expected you to come and accept my invitation promptly?"
"Well, certainly, sir," answered the man.
"Well," said the Christian, "God has bidden you to come, and He too means for you to do it at once. Why then do you hesitate?" The man's lips quivered and tears ran down his cheeks. He said brokenly, "Am I just to believe God's word in the same way that I believed your note?"
"Just the same way," replied the employer. "For if ye receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater."
Now we're going to read the sacred scriptures. We hope that you can pause for a few moments and listen. Reading from the Gospel according to Dr. Luke and the Knox translation. It bears the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. Jesus said moreover to his host, "When thou givest a dinner or a supper, do not ask thy neighbors to come, or thy brethren, or thy kindred, or thy friends who are rich. It may be that they will send thee invitations in return, and so thou wilt be recompensed for thy pains. Rather, when thou givest hospitality, invite poor men to come, the cripples, the lame, the blind, and so shalt thou win a blessing, for these cannot make thee anything in return. Thy reward will come when the just rise again." Jesus invites us. We're poor, lost sinners with nothing to pay, but He invites us to come to Him for salvation. Have you received the invitation? It's in the Bible. It's for you. Have you accepted the invitation? Accepted His wonderful offer?